You're listening to SBS News.
Since the COVID-19 pandemic began, doctors have recorded how overweight and obese patients seem to be at greater risk. The researchers behind a new report from the University of Oxford say their study is more comprehensive because it includes data about people who were not admitted to hospital. Lead author Dr. Carmen Pianis, an epidemiologist at the university, says they studied 6.9 million British patients whose weight was recorded between January and April 2020.
We knew from previous evidence that obesity was playing a role for COVID severity. So, well, with this study, we wanted to have a more in-depth evaluation of these associations, and we looked at in a much bigger sample of community people, so people from the community, not only hospitals. And we also wanted to look not only at people with obesity or overweight, but across the full range of weight, from underweight people to very overweight people.
The report shows it isn't just the symptoms of COVID-19 which are far worse for overweight and obese people. There is also a corresponding rise in the likelihood of being admitted to intensive care units and also a higher risk of death. A small risk was present even in people with a BMI of 23 or less, which is regarded as healthy. A person's BMI is calculated by dividing their weight in kilograms by their height in meters squared. Between 18.5 and 24.9 is considered a healthy weight range, higher than that, and a person is overweight or obese. The University of Oxford's Professor of Endocrinology, Professor John Wass, says people with obesity have more inflammatory proteins called cytokines, which can cause inflammation.
If you're obese, you have a high cytokine activity. Cytokines are inflammatory markers, which are also important in obesity and ischemic heart disease and other associated things with obesity. So that's obesity and cytokines. And COVID and cytokines are also very closely related. And so that if you have a COVID infection, you have a cytokine reaction. And it's the combination probably of two different reasons for cytokine reactions.
Data during the pandemic shows the age group 20 to 39 is considered to be at low risk of COVID-19. But obesity statistically boosts the likelihood of people in this group of having severe symptoms. The report in the Lancet Medical Journal also reveals a significant increase in severe symptoms of the virus in different racial groups. Co-author Professor Paul Aveyard says a genetic cause is suspected.
Different racial groups in this context carry different amounts of fat. So, for example, at the same BMI, a person of Asian ethnicity will typically have more body fat than a white person. And that's just the sort of inherited tendency to store fat, and therefore that people in that ethnic group are much more likely to develop diabetes, a disease that seems to be caused by storing excess fat. So it could be that it's the differences in the way that we store our fat or where we store our fat, which is a separate factor that might make the difference between black groups and white groups, but our study wasn't able to show which of those were important explanations.
Dr. Avian says that would explain why some racial groups seem to be harder hit than others by the virus.
So the risk in white people was for every one unit of BMI, the risk was a 4% increase. For black people, it was a 6% increase. So it was an additional 50% increase of risk.
Professor Wass says the studies confirmed important information about who is at greater risk during the pandemic and points to a way of helping to control the virus.
Research really is important to understand whether by reversing obesity you reverse the increased risk of mortality and morbidity with COVID. And then how quickly, if you reverse your obesity, because this is really key at the moment, we're all talking about the huge number of people who have severe and complex obesity in this country, and many of them don't have anywhere to go for help and support.
The report only looked at anonymised data from the UK's National Health Service records, but the authors point out obesity is a global problem. The World Health Organization's Global Strategy on Diet, Physical Activity and Health says obesity has reached epidemic proportions globally. It estimates more than 1 billion adults are overweight, with at least 300 million of them diagnosed as clinically obese. Alan Lee, SBS News.